18 Abu Ghraib like prisons in southern Yemen. The Saudi-led occupying forces have set up subhuman prisons in southern Yemen on the patterns of the U.S. prison in Guantanamo, the dreaded dungeons of the Zionist entity in the usurped land of Palestine, and the torturous Abu Ghraib prison of Baghdad during the American occupation of Iraq. Stay with us for a report in this regard published by ABNA entitled 18 Abu Ghraib like prisons in southern Yemen. Past experience shows that those who welcome and cheer the occupiers of Yemen will pay the price for the disaster. After the invasion of Yemen by Saudi Arabia and its accomplices in crimes against humanity, many crimes of torture and secret prisons, not to mention the widespread rape of women from time to time, have been reported. This is the rampant case in southern Yemen after some local leaders, including the fugitive Mansour Hadi, colluded and set the stage for the U.S.-Saudi-American occupation to take control of their land under the pretext of restoring the so-called legitimacy that had already ended and incited the people of southern provinces against the army and the popular committees. We did not hear about security, stability, prosperity, and democracy after the entry of the invaders, which were praised by the forces of Saudi Arabia's U.S.-directed aggression against the South. We heard and saw their so-called security and democracy manifested clearly through secret prisons and methods of abuse brutal. Was their property is improvised explosive devices and car bombs here and there are taking the life of the people of the South, let alone put them in the defense of the supposed Southern cause, which faded after they gave up the sovereignty of their homeland and the dignity of their land. In late June, the Associated Press published an investigation into the existence of a network of secret prisons in southern Yemen run by UAE forces. Hundreds of people disappeared in these prisons after being arbitrarily arrested. It was happening in the prison Abu Ghraib in Iraq during the U.S. occupation and revealed the investigation of the terrible torture crimes taking place in these prisons, especially in the presence of U.S. military experts who are teaching the UAE forces several methods of operations torture. Contrary to the fancy of some southern people who welcomed the occupiers, the press reported that former prisoners were subjected to brutal torture, noting that they were blindfolded in crowded numbers in cargo containers whose walls were strewn with feces for weeks. The report further said that the roasted chicken technique is one of the methods used in the secret prisons of the UAE in the south, a method in which the damage is connected on a horizontal column, such as a barbecue chicken machine, and then rotate the victim constantly over the fire. And in what was retransferred from the events of the famous American Guantanamo Bay. The evidence provided makes these prisons a replica of what was happening in Iraq, and it is no exaggeration to say that it outweighs Abu Ghraib in criminality and atrocity, as long as the jailers are mercenaries of the Americans. We may not forget all that the Americans committed, heinous and immoral crimes of torture, abuse, humiliation, and blatant violation of human rights in Afghanistan, Iraq, and especially in Abu Ghraib prison, as a witness to the criminality and tyranny of Americans against the sons of the Arab Islamic nation. What happened to the Iraqis in Abu Ghraib prison was because of the sellout of the sovereignty of their country and their failure to take a firm position against the presence of Americans in their country. This great disaster actually hit the Yemenis in the south without exception. While their political leaders and tribal elders were not able to release them on bail or guarantee from those prisons, they were not released by local or international human rights organizations because those who were sold their land, who suffer humiliation. This is the result in failing to take a strict attitude against Musharraf and the presence of occupiers and invaders in Yemen. As long as the UAE and Saudi forces continue to occupy southern Yemen under direct US supervision, there is no doubt that these occupying forces will use the American methods of occupation and extend their influence and suppress all those who oppose it, including prisons of torture and cruel methods of torture. This brings to mind the Abu Ghraib prison scandal committed by the United States in Iraq. This time, not in a single prison, but 18 replicas of Abu Ghraib in Yemen. Especially, as the report said, secret prisons throughout southern Yemen in areas under control of mercenaries. And some of the detainees were transferred to an Emirati base in Eritrea. Shortly after the press investigation, Human Rights Watch opened the file further and published an extensive report revealing a number of the most heinous crimes sponsored by the UAE and its affiliates in Yemen. It confirmed the existence of secret prisons, including two run by the UAE and the other Yemeni security forces supported by the United Arab Emirates. The organization said Aden and Hadramaut provinces witnessed cases of arbitrary detention and enforced the appearance, where the report confirmed the existence of secret prisons and torture, noting that it documented 49 cases. As evidence of U.S. involvement in brutal torture, some members of the U.S. Congress have called for an investigation into secret prisons in Yemen and the participation of U.S. officers in torture. Human Rights Watch, Laura Peter, a national security advisor, said this was a painful reminder, the involvement of the CIA and the U.S. military directly in similar torture programs in previous periods, describing it as an attempt to abdicate responsibility. Despite the fact that the U.S. officially denied involvement in these prisons and what is happening within them, the existence of the facts are clear and confirm that all member countries of the so-called coalition are taking part in the enslavement of the people of Yemen under the supervision and direct guidance of the U.S. administration. We do not need to prove it, since the Americans committed brutal crimes and brutal methods of torture in the prisons of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo.